Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chav Beis. We are holding on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis. We are at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Chav Aleph Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. Also by the Shulman family for the Yartzeit, Mr. Arthur Shulman, Aaron Ruvin Ben Dov Ber, whose Yartzeit is today. And a last-minute sponsorship, L'Zchus Rav Shlema, for Shalom Ben Shoshana Chana, Yisrael. So we are holding at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss two ways to understand the Mishnah that we just read yesterday, because the Mishnah seemed to contradict itself. It said that you're not supposed to write a get on Mechubar Lekarka, but then said that if you write a get on Mechubar Lekarka and then you sign it afterwards, then it's kosher. So which is it? Do you not write a get on Mechubar Lekarka, or is it okay to write a get on Mechubar Lekarka? So the Gemara is going to have two ways of understanding the Mishnah, and whether it's following the sheet of Rav Meir or the sheet of Rav Lazar that is constantly coming up throughout the Masechta of Eidei Chasidim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what if you write a get on an otzitz nakuv. An otzitz nakuv is a flower pot that's perforated. It has holes in the bottom that makes it considered in some sense mechuber lekarka. So what if you write it on the flower pot itself? What if you write it on the plant that's in the flower pot? Is that considered to be kasav mechuber, where you have the chisaron that it's not just v'kasav v'nasan, but there's this in-between stage of v'kasav v'talash v'nasan, which would possibly it. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. Once we're discussing atzitz nakuv, it's also going to talk about making kinyanim on an atzitz nakuv. Does it follow kinyanei karka, or does it follow kinyanei metaltalin? There are different ways of doing kinyanim. By metaltalin, the way you would do a kinyan is hagbah, meshicha, those kinds of things. By karka, it's niknas v'kesef v'shtar v'chazaka. So a very different kind of kinyanim. The Gemara is also going to talk about what if you have an atzitz nakuv where the perforation, the hole at the bottom of the pot is in Eretz Yisrael, but the actual plant is growing in Chutz Laaretz. So it's a chayiv in Trumas HaMaisros, and it's going to discuss in general whether we look at the ikur or we look at the nof, whether in general we look at the roots or we look at where the branches and where the actual plant is growing, both for the halachos of Trumas HaMaisros as well as for other halachos. Then the Gemara is going to start getting into the different types of cloth that we have, that there are shlosha oros, they're called matzah and chefa and diftera, and what the difference between them is in mitzius, and what the difference between them is in halacha. And that conversation is going to bring us all the way to the Mishnah on Chav Beis and Beis. The Mishnah on Chav Beis and Beis is going to talk about who can write a get. Can a chere, shota, katan, isha, who's able to write a get? And the Gemara is going to have a discussion as to whether that Mishnah follows the sheet of Reb Lazar or the sheet of Reb Meir as far as Eidei Mesira Karti or Eidei Chasima Karti. So let's begin again at the Gemara Andaf Chaf Aleph Ambeis. So the Mishnah said that Ksavu Ala Mechubar, that if you write a get on that which is Mechubar Lekarka, and then you detach it from the Karka and you sign it and you give it to her, it's kosher. So frak the Gemara, that contradicts the very previous line in the Mishnah. V'amrit Reish, the Mishnah just got through saying, Aim Kosvin, that you're not allowed to write again on Mechubar Lekarka. So how can it then say that if you write again on Mechubar Lekarka that it's going to be kosher? So I'm going to be doing Shmuel v'hu Shashir Mekom HaToref. That when it says in the Mishnah that if you write it on Mechubar it's kosher, it's talking about where you left out the space where you're going to write the Ikar Aget, the name of the man, the name of the woman, the Zman, and that you only filled that in after you were Tolish it from the Karka. So since the primary elements of the get were only written after you detach it from the ground, that's not really called ksava b'mechubar. So the get's going to be kosher. When the Torah says v'kasa v'nasan, it's talking about the ksiva of the toref, of the primary elements of the get that have to be done b'talosh and not b'mechubar. So as long as you satisfy that, then it's okay. The Gemara brings other amurayim that say, no, the Mishnah's talking about ksivas hatoref. Yes, the Mishnah's talking about ksivas hatoref. V'chein amur ablazar amur avoshaya v'hushash Shir Mekom HaToref, just like we said, that it's some other case where you didn't fill in the Toref while it was still Mechubar Lekarka, v'chein amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu Shashir Mekom HaToref. that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you only filled in the basic legalese language of the get, but not any of the critical details of the get until after it was talush min hakarka. V'Rabbi Elazar hi. And if that's the way we're reading our Mishnah, then our Mishnah is following the shita of Rabbi Elazar, damar edim mesira karti, that edim were made on the mesira of the get from the husband to the wife are the critical edim of the get. That's what makes the get kosher. That's what generates the sense of krisos, the breaking of the marriage. And min haTorah, you don't really need edim signed on the get at all, because when the Torah says v'kasav la sefer krisos, it means ksivas a get. It doesn't mean chasimas a edim. It means that you write the get. So if you have edim that saw the mesiras a get, and when they're Eidim that saw that there's a Mesiris Aget, she's Megureshes, and therefore the Ksivas Ikar Aget has to be Bitalush, because when the Torah says V'kas of La, it's referring to the actual Ksivas Aget. V'hachika Amar. And the Tana is saying the following: Ein Kosvin Tofes, that you're not even supposed to write the Tofes of the Get, meaning the parts of the Get that are not the critical details of the Get, while it's Mechubra Lakarka, but only because Shema Yichtov Toref, because you might come to write the critical details of the Get while it's Mechubra Lakarka. But Ksavol L'Tofes, Tlasho, Ksavol L'Toref, and Nusanullah Kosher. But if you only wrote the less critical part, just the legal language, and then you filled in then you detached it from the ground, and then you filled in the Toref, the critical details, and you gave it to her, that's going to be kosher, because the Toref is really the Ikar Aget, and the Toref needs to be written betalush in order for it to be kosher. The Tosfos points out way back in the beginning of the Masechta and Daf Gimel Beis, based on what the Mishnah says, that Tolshu v'chasmu v'nasnu l'kasher, the way we're understanding the words v'chasmu is not really the chasima. The Mishnah had said that if you write a get b'mechubel karka, you're tolesh and v'chasmu, and you give it to its kasher. We're now understanding that v'chasmu means that you're writing the Torah, that you wrote the Tofes as well as Mechubar, you detach it and you write the Torah. So it tells us, but the words are V'chasmu. So how can you say V'chasmu means that you write the Torah? So he says V'chasmu could mean signatures, or could mean to conclude something, to put the finishing touches on something, a chasima on something. So like we have the Gemara later on in Maseches Gittin, Torah chasuma nitna, that the Torah was given as a complete package. It was chasuma, it was completed. So that's what V'chasmu in this Mishnah means. That you were tolish it, and then you completed the lashon of the get, but lavdafka that it was signed. Now, from the lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like only b'dieved if you gave her the get in such a way the get is kosher. But if you still haven't yet given her the get and you wrote the tofes of the get b'mechubar, and then you detached it and then you wrote the Torah, but you haven't yet given her the get, sounds like ideally it's not okay, because we're saying, if you did it, unisanullah, then it's kasher. Unisanullah means after the fact, b'diavad. So in fact, that's the way a number of the achronim understand. The get pashut and the mari ben Levi, that's how they're medayik in the lashon of the Rambam in Perek Aleph halachazayin of Hilchos Gerushin. However, the Torah in Eben Ezra Simon Kuf Chav Dalet writes that if you write the toface b'mechubar and you detach it, and then you are mashlim the Torah, then you write the critical details of the get, kosher. Kosher sounds like even the chachila, because he doesn't describe unisanola kosher. He's describing you have the get in hand, you haven't done anything with it yet. You've written the tofes b'mechubar, the Torah betalush. So what do you do? So the Torah says kosher. Sounds like you're allowed to even give it. That's called lechadchila. That you're allowed to give it lechadchila. I guess that's a b'diavad enough situation. The fact that it's already written allows you to then follow through and give it at that point. So that is one way of understanding our Mishnah. Reish Lakish says no. There's another way of understanding our Mishnah where the Mishnah does not follow Reb Lazar. The Mishnah follows Reb Meir, that the ikar I get, the ikar eidei I get, are the eidei chasima. Reish Lakish amar chasamo shaninu. What do you mean? The Mishnah says that you did the chasima b'talush, but the ksivas I get sounds like the entire ksivas I get was b'mechubar, not just the tofes, but the toref as well. So Rameir, he da'amar edi chasima karti, that our Mishnah is assuming, like the sheet of Rameir, that the edi chasima are the edim that are machshir the get and generate the sense of krisus between the husband and the wife. So the limud from v'kasav is that it has to be written b'talush, is not on the writing of the get, it's on the writing of the names of the edim. The chasima se'edim is what the Torah means when it says v'kasav. V'hachi kamar. So when the Tana says in the Reisha that ein kosvin v'mukubel karka, he means ein kosvin toref. You don't write the toref haget on that which is mukubel karka. Why? Gzeira shema yachtom. But that's only midrabanan, lest you come to sign the get b'mechubar, because that's what really matters, is about the signing of the get. Ksava l'toref, t'lasha v'chasama v'nasala kasher. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, and if you wrote the entire get while it was still mechubar l'karka, but then you detached it and you signed it while it was talush, that's going to be kasher. B'diavad, that will still be a kasher, even though it is less than ideal. So two ways of understanding our Mishnah. Either the Mishnah, when it says that if you write a get and you detach it, and then our chasamo v'nasal kasher. First way of understanding is chasamo means you fill in the toref, that would be kasher, and it's following the blazer. Second way of understanding is chasamo means that you sign it. The toref was already filled in, and when it was mechubar l'karka, and it's following the sheet of Reb Meir, that would still be kasher, because edei chasima karti. When the Torah says v'kasav la, it means to be chosim la, it means to have edei chasima. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses writing a get on an atzitz nakuv, and whether the on the gidulim of an atzitz nakuv, and whether they're considered to be mechubar l'karka. Because once we mentioned that a get cannot be written on that which is mechubar l'karka, because you have this problem of the kasav v'nasan without anything in between. So what about something like an atzitz nakuv? Do we consider that to be mechubar l'karka or not? So ksava cheres shel atzitz nakuv. If you write a get on the actual flower pot of an atzitz nakuv, the cheres part of it, even though that kli has a din of mechubar l'karka, kosher. It's still going to be a kosher get. Because you take the whole atzitz and you give it to her, and there's no other action that you need to do that separates between the ksiva and the nesina. There's no psul of mechusar ktsitsa. But al ala shel atzitz nakuv, if you write on the actual plant of the atzitz nakuv, not on the kli, so then it's machlokas. Abaye amar kosher, Rava amar pasul. So how do we explain each opinion? Abaye amar kosher. Abaye says it's going to be kosher. Dishakalevi Yav le'ne'ala, because you take the whole atzitz and you don't do any other pu'ula, you just give it to her. You don't do anything between the ksiva and the nesina. You wrote the get on the plant, you pick up the atzitz and you give it to her. So that's the nesinas haget without anything in between. Tosos and Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis and Dibra Maschil Yatza, Tosos writes that you have to give her the atzitz in a way that severs the yinika of the atzitz from the karka, in a way that breaks the plant getting nourishment from the karka. But if the atzitz, while she's holding it, is still being yonik min karka, then she can't be kona the atzitz, because she's doing a kinyan meshicha, and the kinyan meshicha doesn't work on that which has a din of karka. So you have to do, if you're just giving it to her, she's doing kinyan akbah, kinyan meshicha, something like that, of achnasal rishu, so that's a kinyan you do a metaltalin. So you have to make sure that it has a status of metaltalin when you give her the get. That's what that's told says. It would turn out she wasn't kona the get. That's making the assumption, seemingly making the assumption, that in order for the woman to be divorced, she needs to do a kinyan of the get. It could be that by gittin, there's a famous ksos, that by gittin, what's required is not a kinyan per se, what's required is nesina, v'nasan biyada. So you did an absolute nesina, there was a maisa nesina, even if there wasn't a full kinyan necessarily, that follows all the rules of kinyanim. But Tosfos takes a stand that without a kinyan, it's not a get. And that, therefore, when by the time you give her the atzitz nakuv, you have to make sure that there's something separating in between the ground and the holes at the bottom of that flower pot. Rava amar pasul, Rava says, anyway, it's pasul, even though you're giving her the entire atzitz and you're not doing any physical act of of cutting anything or removing anything in between the ksiva and the nesina, because gzeira shami yiktam. We're afraid you're not going to give her the entire atzitz. You might just detach the plant that's growing in the atzitz, the part of the plant that the get is written on, and you'll just give her that, and then it's going to be psul min haTorah, because then you will have done something in between the ketzitza. You'll have done something in between the ksiva and the nesina, namely the ketzitza will have been done in between the ksiva and the nesina. The Rashbam on Chaf Aleph and Beis, quoted by Tosfos in Dibur Maskel Yatzis Hashem Suva Ksiva Ksitza, understands that Abaye and Rava are dafka arguing about an atzitz nakuv, which is considered mechuber lekarka. That Rava is choshesh that you might cut in between and therefore separate the ksiva from the nesina, and Abaye has no such chashash. But if we were talking about an atzitz she'eno nakuv, if it was just stam a flower pot that had no holes on the bottom, no perforations on the bottom, then it has a din of talush. Even Rava would agree that the get is kosher, because even if you were to be kotem, you were to cut off part of the plant from the rest of the flower pot, that's not called a katzitza, meaning that's not called mechusar katzitza. That would not bother us as a stage in between the ksiva and the nesina, because halachically it doesn't do anything. Meaning when you have an atzitz nakuv and then you detach for one of the leaves from the plant of the atzitz nakuv, you are halachically severing something. But when you have something that's already fully detached from the ground and you cut off part of it in between the ksiva and the nesina, you're halachically doing nothing. Even though you're doing a physical activity, you're halachically doing nothing. So there's no issue of mechusar Katzitza when you're dealing with the Davar Talush. And that's why the whole Machlokas, Abaye and Rava, is only by an Atzitz Nakuv. But an Atzitz She'eno Nakuv, there's nothing to argue about. There's no reason why it should be problematic. That is how Tosus quotes from the Rashbam. However, Tosus then quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who disagrees, and holds that even when it's Talush, there's a chisaron of Mechusar Katzitza. That if you have an item that is detached from the ground and you are kotzeitz in between the ksiva and the nesina, that would pasul. So Rava and Abaye are arguing not only on an atzitz nakuv, even on an atzitz she'eino nakuv. And the reason they dafka choose a case of an atzitz nakuv is to be mechadesh that even in an atzitz nakuv, Abaye is going to be machshir. That Abaye is going to, even when it's an atzitz nakuv, Abaye is not going to make such a gzeira. Okay, so once we talk about the dinim of ksivas haget on an atzitz nakuv, so the Gemara discusses kinyanim on an atzitz nakuv. Atzitz shel echad, let's say the flower pot itself belonged to one guy, uzra'im shel acher, and the plant inside of the flower pot belonged to another person. Machar bal atzitz lebal zra'im, so the one who owns the flower pot sells his flower pot to the bal zra'im, to the one who owns the contents of the pot. Kivan shemashach, once the bal zra'im does a meshicha on the atzitz in order to be konet, bekinyan meshicha, kana, because the atzitz has a din of talush and metaltlin is niknim b'mashicha, so he did a perfectly valid form of kinyan. Machra bal zra'im lebal atzitz, but the guy who owns the contents of the pot sells to the guy who owns the pot itself, and he didn't give any money. Normally, kesef shtar chazaka, if you want to be kona karka, and the contents of the pot are considered mechuber lekarka, because through the perforations, they're considered to be yonek min karka, and therefore mechuber min karka, but all you did was a meshicha, lo kona achi yachzik bizraim. You're not kona until you do a kinyan chazaka on the zraim, because you need to do kinyan karka. So essentially, what we're saying right now is that if you're trying to be kona the flower pot itself, even though it's a perforated flower pot, but all you want is the pot, that's metaltalin. So that gets kinyane metaltalin. You're trying to be kona the contents of the flower, of the perforated flower pot, well, that's karka, and therefore it's going to require kinyane karka. So the Gemara is telling us very clearly that the contents of the pot, the plants, cannot be niknum b'mashicha because they're considered mechubar, so you need kesef shtar or chazaka. So the Nesivos is matmiya on this, or matmiya based on this, on the shita of the Pnei Yeshua in Kiddushin, that the reason that karka is not niknum b'mashicha is because it's efshar lemoshcha. The Pnei Yeshua says, why is it that you can't do mashicha a kinyan mashicha on karka. After all, mashicha seems to be the best kinyan. It's because what's a kinyan? It's showing that you're the owner of it. So here you are physically bringing it onto your person, into your possession. So he says in Eved Kanani, even though it has a din of karka, is nikna b'mashicha because it's shayich to do a mashicha on an Eved Kanani, and that's always the best. That's how the Pnei Yeshua writes in Kiddushin. So the Nesiva says, well, then why is an Otzitz Nakov not nikna b'mashicha? It's shayich to be mosheich an Otzitz Nakov by an Otzitz Nakov. It's not shayich to mashicha because it continues to be yonik min haaretz. It's considered as if it's mechuber l'karka, and therefore it's considered as if you're a mosheich only part of the chefza. That's how he's miyashiv the Pnei Yeshua. That if you pick up a chatzi talus and half is still munach on the karka, so it's not considered a real mashicha. Okay, so anyway, so says the Gemara now. Another situation. Atzitz uzroim shel echad. Let's say the atzitz and the zroim belong to the same person. Mecharon la'acher, and you sell them to somebody else. Hechzik bizroim, if the person does a kinyan chazaka on that which is considered karka, meaning on the zroim, which are considered karka, kana atzitz. They're kana the metaltalin together with it. Meaning, even though they didn't do a maisa kinyan on the atzitz, on the flower pot itself, which has a din of metaltalin, they only did a maisa kinyan on the contents of the pot, which has a din of karka, they're kona the metaltalin as well. Because v'zoi shashaninu, this is part of the din that it says in the Mishnah and Kiddushin, nechasim she'en lehem achrayus, meaning metaltalin, are nikdim im nechasim she'esh lehem achrayus bekesem b'shar b'chazaka, that if you're doing a kinyan on karka, you could be kona the metaltalin agav the karka. That's what's called the kinyan agav. So hefzik ba'atzitz, but if you do a kinyan on the flower pot, which has a din of metaltalin, af atzitz lo kona achi yachzik b'zroin. You're not even kona the atzitz until you do a kinyan on the zroin themselves, because the atzitz has a din of metaltalin, which is not nikna b'chazaka. So if you were to make a kinyan on the atzitz, that's a kinyan mashicha, fine, gesunta eid. But if you're doing a kinyan on the atzitz, that's not a kinyan mashicha, you're trying to do a chazaka on the atzitz, that doesn't work, because the chazaka is a kinyan karka, and the atzitz has a din of metaltalin. So that's the concept of kinyan agav. Where do we learn kinyan agav from? So the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin derives it from a pasuk in Divrei Yamim, that the pasuk says, "Vayitin lahem aviyah matanos rabos lekesef luzav ulmekdanos." Im are mitzuros biYehuda, that they have all these matanos, all this metaltalin. Im are mitzuros biYehuda, together with the cities that they were called at. So you see that the metaltalin is nikna al yedei the kinyan on the are mitzuros, which is karka. There is a machlokas rishonim whether kinyan agav is min haTorah or not. Tosos and Maseches Kiddushin Daf Hey discusses this. Do we assume the limud is only an asmachta, or do we assume that it's a real limud? So then there's a further machlokas achronim. If a person is kona the karka from one person and the metaltalin from another person, and he says that the kona is saying that the metaltalin should be nikna agav the karka, is he kona? Meaning, is it how does agav work? Is agav in the on the makna side of things, that agav that I'm being makna you the karka, I'm being makna you the metaltalin as well, or is agav on the kona side of things, that agav that I'm being kona the karka, I'm kona the metaltalin as well? What if there are two different maknas, there are two different, I'm buying from two different people, so can I be kona the karka, agav the metaltalin? So the Arsameach is medayik from the Lashon of our Gemara that it needs to be the same person, because what did our Gemara say? Atzitz uzroim shel echad. Why did I have to say it's shel echad? It just has to be not the guy who's being kona it, but it could be, you could belong to two different people. Elamai can't belong to two different people. If you're doing kinyan agav, then it has to be that you're buying or you're acquiring from the same person. So now the Gemara discusses atzitz nakav as far as it relates to trumas and maestros. So nikava ba'aretz. Let's say you have an atzitz nakav where the perforations of the flower pot are in Eretz Yisrael. So the yenika from the karka is from karka Eretz Yisrael. But v'nofo b'chutz la'aretz, the branches of the plant that are growing in the atzitz spread out into chutz la'aretz, over the ground of chutz la'aretz. So now you have machlokas amarayim, whether those plants are chayv and maestros. Abayom or basar nikvo as linan, that we look at where the nekev is, and since it's being yonik from karka of Eretz Yisrael, so it's viewed as if it's growing in Eretz Yisrael and it's chayv and maestros. Rav Amar Bosar Nofo Azlinan, that we look at where the branches are, where the plant is growing, and it's shading over the karka in Chutz Laaretz. So we view it as if it's growing in Chutz Laaretz, and therefore it's going to be potter from Maisos. So Abai considers as if it's sitting in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we look Bosar, that we look at the Nekev, because it's as if it's planted in Eretz Yisrael Mamish, just like a tree that's planted in Eretz Yisrael, and it's Nofo Notel L'Chutz Laaretz, we go Bosar Ikaro, that's a Beferish Mishnah Maseches Maisos, and Rava says, no, that's only when it's Natua in a land that has where it's a significant unika. So then we say that the Nof is Nimshach Achar the Iker. But it's not with how much unika does it's not with get. Most of its unika comes from what's inside the flower pot. It's a very minor unika. So then we're not going to ignore the Nof. Meaning, the way the Mishnah Melech explains is that there is a Beferish Mishnah in Maseches Maisros that basically says that if you have something growing in Eretz Yisrael, where the roots are all in Eretz Yisrael, and the branches are all in Chutz Laaretz, it's an Eretz Yisrael Dika tree. It's not a Chutz Laaretz tree. So what are they arguing about over here? What are the Amoraim arguing about? It's already been settled by the Tanaim that you look Basar Yikaro. So Mishnah Melech says, no, the Dafka arguing by Yinotzitz Nakuv, because by Yinotzitz Nakuv, there is Yenika, some Yenika from Eretz Yisrael, but the primary unique is still from what's inside the soil in the flower pot itself. It's only a minor unique. So would we say for even a minor unique from Eretz Yisrael that whatever the nof is batel to the unique or not? That is the way the Mishnah Melech understands this machlokas Abaye and Rava. Briska Rava is a little bit different, that they argue on the chalos kedushas Eretz Yisrael and peiros when it comes to mitzvah satzlius ba'aretz. That according to Abaye we follow the unique, and if the unique is Eretz Yisrael, it has a different peros Eretz Yisrael, where like Rashi says, Shemisham hu yonek v'chayiv b'meiser, whereas according to Rava, you look at the place where the peros grow, and since the peros are growing in Chutz La'aretz, you look at Makom Gidulam, and as a din of peros Chutz La'aretz. So okay, but says the Gemara, this machlokas Abaye and Rava is a little more limited than we might think. If there were actual physical roots that go through those perforations in the pot, and it's actually taking root in Eretz Yisrael, then everyone would say, you look at where those roots are, it has a din of Peres Eretz Yisrael, it does not have a din of Peres Chutz Laaretz. Ki pligi b'dlo ashrush. The whole machlokas is that there are no known roots in the ground of Eretz Yisrael. That according to Abaye, we still look at the Makom HaNekev because there's some Yenika, and according to the Rava, we look at the Makom HaNof. So, but the Ashrus lo pligi says, really? There's no machlokas if there are roots? Once there are roots in Eretz Yisrael, that everybody's going to agree that it's automatically Eretz Yisrael v'atnan, but don't we have a Mishnah Maseches Bamitzia Daf Kuf Yud Ches that Shtei Ginos Zu al Gav Zu, that if you have two gardens, one of them is on an elevated ground and the other one is on a lower ground, the Yerek Ben Atayim, and you have something growing out of the hill in between, of the slope in between the two karkaos, so Rameir Omer Shel Elyon, Rameir says that Yerek belongs to the person in the upper property. Rabbi Yehuda says it belongs to the person in the lower property. So apparently Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though the yenika comes from the karka of the upper property, it's literally growing out of the side of the karka of the upper property, we still follow the Makom HaNof, where it's actually growing, which is in the airspace of the lower property. So don't you see that you have such a possibility that even when there are actual shrushim in one area, we still might look at the Nof? So says Marna Hasam Kedekatani Taima. Over there, the basis of Rabbi Yehuda is not because you're holy chachar nof. It's for something else. Because Amra Meir, Rabbi Meir says to Rabbi Yehuda in making his point, he says, "Ma'im Yirsa Elyon Lita LaSafaro Ein Kanyerek." That if the guy in the top property were to take a bulldozer and just dig up his entire ground and lower his field to the level of the other guy's field, so he would take the Yerek. There would be no Yerek there anymore. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, what was Rabbi Yehuda's response? Ma'im yitzha tachton l'malo says ki nasa wafarein kan yarek. If the guy in the lower property wanted to elevate his property and fill his entire airspace with dirt, there will also not be a yarek. And therefore, the yarek belongs to the owner of the bottom garden, because the fact that he's not filling it with afar is what allows the yarek to continue to grow. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda are not arguing whether the makom ha-nekev is the ikar yenikas ha-atzitz from the ground, or the makom ha-nof is the ikar yenika. And the machlokas is, who has greater bailus, monetary bailus, on this yerek? Is the balgina of the upper gina the one with the real bailus, because he could always remove the dirt that the yerek is growing from? Or is it the owner of the lower gina, because he could always fill that area with dirt? So there's no raya from that machlokas legabe the dinos of Trumas Maestros, because it could be that Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that the ikr makom is the makom yenika, the makom of the nekev. But by the shtei ginos, as far as Maisos in a chinami, you look at the Makom Yenika. But that's not what they were arguing about. They were arguing about Bailus. They weren't arguing about Trumas and Maestros. Trumas and Maestros is totally in Yenika. Bailus may not be totally in Yenika. Vakati Bidashu Shloplegi says more still. They're not arguing about a case where it's taken root. Vatanya, but don't we have a Braisa? Elon Mekhtasa Baritz, Mekhtasa Bechutzlaritz. If you have a tree that's partially growing in its soil and partially in Chutzlaritz, Tevel v'chulin mu'rav and zebazeh, we view the fruits of that tree to be a combination of tevel and chulin mixed with each other. Divrei Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, hagadol b'chiyuv chayiv, hagadol b'ptur p'tur. That those peros that are actually in Eretz Yisrael are chayiv and maestros. Those peros that are actually growing in the airspace of Chutz Laretz are pot from maestros. So my love, mixas nof b'baritz, mixas nof b'chutz Laretz. Isn't this talking about a case where some of the branches are in Eretz Yisrael, some of the branches are in Chutz Laretz? And both according to Rabbi and according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we're not looking at the makom hashrosha b'karka, we're looking at the nof. So it's a kasha and a bayu who holds that we always go with the makom and nekev and not after the makom of the nof. So says more low. Maybe the Bryce is not talking about that the roots are in one place, and because in such a case maybe everyone would be moda that you'd follow the roots, you would not follow the nof. Mixas shroshim baritz, mixas shroshim b'chutz laretz. Case is part of the roots are in Eretz Yisrael and part of the roots are in Chutz Laretz. Not just some of the branches are in Chutz Laretz and some of the branches are in Eretz Yisrael. My type in the Mishum Liel, why is the Mishum Liel hold that the Peros and Chutz Laretz are pater from Maestros? The shrushim on one of the sides of the tree are also supporting those peros. So how could you say that it says a din of peros chutzar? It's the shrushim of the other side that's actually in Eretz Yisrael is also supporting and nourishing those peros. No, the mafsik tsunma. There's a rock in the ground that separates the roots on one side from the roots on the other side. And therefore he works with the assumption that only the roots in Chutz Laretz are supporting the peros that are growing in Chutz Laretz, and only the roots in Eretz Yisrael are nourishing the peros that are growing in Eretz Yisrael. My time at the Rebbe, well, if it's mafsik tzunma, then what's the basis for Rebbe? The Hadri Arvi. Rebbe holds that above the level where that rock separates the roots, it then mixes again. All the nourishment mixes again within the trunk of the tree and supports all the peros. So b'may kamathugi, what is the nekuda samachlokas? Mar savar avira mevalbel. Rebbe holds that the air space in between brings it all back together again. Mar savar hayluch dekai, hayluch dekai. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that no, they remain independent. As long as there's mafsik tzunma at the root level, it remains independent. It's like two trees, one in Eretz Yisrael and one in Chutz Laretz, each supporting its own fruits. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Meseira Omer. Rabbi Yehuda Meseira said, you're not allowed to write a get on that which is forgeable, on a parchment that's forgeable, on the Yara Machuk, on Diftera, because it's Yachol is Dayev. So Amr Rabbi Chiyah Bar Asi, Mishmei De'ula, Shlosha Orosheim. There are three types of parchment. Matza, Chefa, V'Diftera. So the Gemara explains what they are. Matza, Kemashma'o. Matza implies something that's very unprocessed. Dela maliach, dela kamiach, dela afitz. It's not treated with salt. It hasn't been treated with flour. It hasn't been treated with gallnut juice. Lemay hilchasa. And legabe what halacha do we say that there are these different types of parchment? Lotzas shabbos. It chaps enough gemina in terms of carrying on Shabbos. So, because whenever you carry something on Shabbos, you need to carry a shir chashuv of that item. The kamish euro. What's the shir of matzah parchment in order to be chayiv? How much is a chashuv amount of matzah parchment? Because the tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, kedei lotur mishkal katana, in order to cover up a small lead weight. The kama. What's the size of a small lead weight? Amar Abaye ki river the river dipum bedisa. A quarter of the weights of the smallest weights that they use in Pumbadisa. Chefa, what type of parchment is chefa? Demaliach, it's treated with salt, but velo kameach velo ofitz. Lamay hilchsel otzal Shabbos v'kamish yiro. And what's the shear for otzal Shabbos? Kedetnan or kedei lasas kameya. Enough of the parchment to make a kameya, to make an amulet, or to cover over the amulet. So diftera, and then we have the third type of parchment is diftera. What's diftera? Dimaliach vikamiach and it's just below offits. L'may hilchsel l'gabei one halacha, is this a unique type of parchment? Lo tzah Shabbos, as far as tzah and Shabbos, v'kamash yiro k'dei lichtov alaf haseget. And the shir is the amount of space you, the amount of parchment you would need to write a get, because the rabbanon allow you to write a get on diftera, right? And that's what the Mishnah said. V'chachamim achshirin, the chachamim say that you're allowed to write on niyara machuk or on diftera, even though diftera is four. So man chachamim, who are the chachamim that allow such a get on a forgeable parchment? Samar Blazar, Rabbi Amar Rabbi El Azar, Rabbi El Azar. He the chachamim or makshir the get is Rabbi Blazar. Damar Eidei Mesira Karti. That we're assuming like the Shita that Eidei Mesira Karti, and therefore the Eidim that are made on the Mesira Saget are the ones that are makshir the get, and they affect the krisus between the husband and the wife. So the Eidim Mesira are going to read what it says in the get before the get is given over. So you don't have to worry about any forgeries. There are Eidim that are there to see it and to read it. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, lo hichshe Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar the Amora, it's a little confusing, says that Rabbi Elazar, the Tana, was only makshir el elialter. If only on the day that she was makabel to get, it came to Beis Din to be matir to get remarried. Because the Eidim will still remember what it says in the get if it's on the same day. Aval mikanda tasari yamim lo. But if they come back 10 days later and she tries to get remarried based on such a get with that was written on diftera, on forgeable document, then it's not going to be good. Because we're going to have to rely on the Eidei Mesira and Cheshina, Dilma Hava Beit Tanav Ziyafte. We have to be Choshish. Maybe there was a Tanai that was added into the get that does not work in her favor, so she just erased that Tanai. And the Eidim aren't going to remember. It was so long ago. How do they remember? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filu Mikana Dasari Yom Demisa Dav Beit Tanai Mitkin Tekiri. And Rabbi Yochanan says, nah, even much later you can rely on it, because if there's ever a Tanai in a get, that's an unusual thing. Getting are normally written as a get, and that's it, and you're done. The fact that there was a Tanai that the husband stuck into that get, they would always remember such a thing. Ve'amar Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, that lohichshir Rabbi Elazar, ela begitin, that Rabbi Elazar, the Tana, only allows writing a shtar on forgeable parchment when that shtar happens to be a get. Because the whole purpose of a get is to be matir her to get remarried, so she could bring the get to Beis Din and everyone will know about it, and you're not going to have to bring the get at some later time. Avul Bishar Shtaros, when it comes to other Shtari Chov that you need to collect a Chov with, lo. Rabbi Elazar will not allow it to be written on a parchment that could be Mizdayev, because it could be that the Malva is not going to take out the Shtar until much, much later, and the Eidim Rasir will forget what it said in the Shtar, and they're only going to rely on the Eidim Chasi. But that's all forgeable. Dechsev, and the raya is because the pasuk says by shtar mecher unesatem bekliheres leman yamdu yamim rabim. So it sounds like you have to write a shtar on something that's able to be meskayim for yamim rabim, something that can last for a long time, and only that which cannot be forged can last for a long time. Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'shtaros. Then no, even by shar shtaros, Rabbi Lazar's machshir a shtar that's written on something that could be forged, because he holds that edim that you give the get in front of, the shtar in front of, will remember even much, much later. And Memela, it is Omed Yamim Rabin. Ivaksiv Leman Yamdu Yam Rabin. Sounds like the pasuk that the get has to be written on that which is able to physically on its own last for Yamim Rabim. So it says Gemara, Hasam, over there, the Pasuk is not telling me that there's a din that you have to write on a shtar in a way that it must last Yamim Rabim. Rather, Eitzah Tova Kamashulan. It's giving an Eitzah Tova for a person to watch over his rights and the things that will help him in his arguments. So put it in a klichera so it can last for a long time, that it's not going to that it's not going to get lost. Meaning there's going to be a long galus bavel, the Navi Yirmiyahu is saying. So you want to make sure that you still have the rights to your karka that you still own, that you still have the deeds to the land that you own. So he's encouraging them to do the wise thing by putting it in a klicheres that's therefore going to be omeid for Yamim Rabin. That's the way the way we understand. The Tosas raises the question, why do we have to be choshesh that they're going to be somech on the Eidei Chasima if it's Davar Sheyachol is daif? Everyone's going to know that you can't be somech on the Eidei Chasima. So Tosas says that it's Gzeirus HaKasul by Shtaros, that it has to be able to be omeid Yamim Rabin according to the first sheet, according to Rabbi Elazar the Amora, not according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Gzeirus HaKasul, that it has to be something that's physically able to be omeid Yamim Rabin, and that which is Yachol is daif is not able to be omeid for Yamim Rabin, because after the Eidei Mesir forget, then you can't be somich on such a shtar anymore. So Beis Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Beis and Beis, and we'll get into who is allowed, who is authorized, who is kosher to write a get. Okay.
Have a nice
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Have a great day.